Welcome to the Healing the City podcast. My name is Eric Siepen. The following audio is from the Living Room Talks. The Living Room Talks are an annual event at the Village Church, showcasing speakers on topics which they have a level of expertise. Speakers are chosen from the Village Church community and are given 20 to 30 minutes to present on a topic that offers practical wisdom for life. In this episode, Steve Yakeley talks about the door, an exit and an entrance.
I'm really happy to be here and so glad to have the opportunity to talk with you all. Many of you know that as a profession, I work as a designer, but today I'm going to be talking about artwork that I produced in the last year. But first, I want to say hello. I do have a considerably raspy voice. I didn't hear what Eric just said, but we're going to just see how this goes. So I noticed that I either oscillate from very deep voice or I can go falsetto, but there's no middle. So I need to stay either one of those places. So like I said, my name is Steve. I'm a husband and a father. Professionally, I work as a designer here in Tucson, Arizona. And in the last several years, specifically being here at the Village and how I've really grown into becoming more and more owning that I'm an artist. And so part of that growth has been seeing our community really approaches creativity as a value and doing that, which is awesome. And as an artist, it's provided me an opportunity to not only create, but fashion and craft work that I think is an extension of my story. Before we get to the actual talk today, I wanted to present to you guys some recent work I've been working on with my large format camera. So this work is in this binder. You can pick it up afterwards and look at it. But I have a series of portraits I've been working on over the last year and a half or so. It's called Culture Makers. It's from different people within the community. It's shot on black and white 8x10 Polaroids with a camera here that I'll show you as a show and tell at the end. And then I also have one framed print from that. So you'll see a Scott right here, but that's a framed print of Scott. That's not exactly what I'm here to talk about today, but I just wanted to say that's one of the extensions of me being an artist is honing my craft as an image maker and a storyteller. And as any artist will tell you, I think as I've grown over the years, the interesting part of becoming an artist isn't maybe so much the end result of what you've created. It's the process of getting there. So here's some background imagery of process. And that's just featured on my Instagram. You guys can follow that. For today, so happy to be here. And I love this quote. There's nothing to writing. All you do is sit down at the typewriter and bleed. And I think that's really my approach when it comes to creating work, artwork, is that it's an extension of you and your story and that the story that you're living and have been given. This was last summer when we went on a family camping trip up in the mountains in the surrounding area up on Mount Lemmon. And during that camping trip, we went for a family hike one day and ended up hiking down across the top ridge of Mount Lemmon. And in the process, we came across all the scorched trees that have been gone through the burn of 12 years ago or whenever it was. It's burned several times. So, but as on our hike, I saw the burnt trees and then I looked down and I saw the humble pine cone on the ground and was thinking about this talk today and thinking about the process in which the pine cone's life, right? So it starts out as a bud, it grows, and then it falls from the tree and then lays on the ground dormant for a period of time until there's an outside event that transforms the pine cone and it releases its seed. And the theme of today's talk really revolves around not just the pine cone, but is really about how endings are actually new beginnings, and how, thank you, Mike, how out of recent endings and out of recent tragedies, there are new, are seeds being laid and new beginnings are happening. So during this family walk, I found the pine cone, and it just began to kind of crystallize the thought process for me of, wow, we are kind of like these pine cones in life, how we go through life, and for us to actually transform and for new life to grow out of us, we have to go through events that change us. And so the ecological process of that is actually called serotiny. So that's the process in which seed release occurs in response to an environmental trigger, right? So specifically a fire. And it's only through a fire then that the pine cone will open and transform its structure, allowing seed release to happen and new growth then can actually take place. So the fires itself happen in response to buildup of brush and things like that. And then it's designed in a way that these seeds are released as part of that process. So today I'm going to be going through the fires over the last several years in my personal life and our family. And in 2016, you know, Miriam was diagnosed with cancer. She's my eldest daughter. She was 3 at the time. In 2017, my brother died of a sudden heart attack when he was 40. And then beyond that, then in 2018, my business partnership of 5 years ended. And out of those fires, I just wanted to talk through and speak to how those laid the foundations and seeds that emerged from those difficult and tragic moments. So today's talk is not just a reference to the hardships of these last years, but more so about the change that they've brought in life for me and our family, and how the challenging circumstances really became a vehicle in which we've emerged and actually been transformed by. But this isn't really so much a story of how strong I am or we are, as much as in our desperation and weakness, we've had people stand with us and walk with us. So you're a part of that. Our families have been a part of that. And my wife and our kids have been a part of that. So thank you. So I'll start with Miriam. In 2016, on January 13th, our daughter was diagnosed with Wilms tumor. So her right kidney had been transformed into a tumor. The white spot you see here is that tumor. It was the size of a grapefruit. And it was a malignant, cancerous growth. And for our family, that was really the end of life as we understood it and knew it to be at that time with her diagnosis. So she went through surgery, and then she had 9 months of chemo and then emerged out of that. And as of this coming summer, she'll have been 3.5 years cancer-free, which we're really excited for and thankful for. Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. But with her diagnosis, it was the end of life for our family as we knew it. So we were down in it facing uncertainty, really unsure of, or just trying to keep moving and keep moving forward. And while we were at the hospital, we really met and watched other families that had similar struggles as ours in the midst of facing, you know, kids with cancer and not knowing what is going to happen and how to really carry themselves. And in the process of doing so, it made us realize that, you know, having come through that process and come out of it, we realized how many are struggling in the midst of that. And it, with Miriam's diagnosis and the process of walking through it, really opened our hearts to really want to give and support and care for those in such a desperate place as we've been there ourselves. So out of Miriam's diagnosis and having walked through the process, of cancer treatment and now on the road to recovery. She was our little brave sheep. She really had to face a lot of unknowns with us in the midst of it. And we call her the little brave sheep because there was a kid's book at the time we were reading about the, it's called Where's Green Sheep, and Green Sheep is asleep at the very end of the book, but they go through a series of different sheep who are doing adventurous things or cowering away, and one of them was the little brave sheep who's diving off the high dive, and for Miriam it was, we're facing a lot of unknowns, but we need you to walk into this, and we'll walk with you. So that's where our little brave sheep came from. And, you know, once she finishes her five-year cancer journey, post-chemo, I think having walked with people in that circumstance, it really pricked our hearts to really want to give back and support them in the process of that. And give, not broadly, but like really focused giving time and energy to others that were in a hard circumstance that we had been in. And that's the first seed I wanted to talk about. So out of the fires of walking with our daughter through cancer in the last 4 years, emerged this heart, not just in us as a parent, but in our daughter to really care for others in need, because she understood what it was to be in need. The next fire was on April 13th, 2017. My brother died of an undiagnosed congenital heart condition while riding his mountain bike in Colorado Springs. So it was a total shock and a sudden loss of a family member and a tragedy for the wife and boys, his wife and boys. And for our family, it was end of our family as we knew it, meaning the Yakeley family. So losing my brother was really maybe the first big loss that we had known in our immediate family in that moment. So, but part of the piece, part of the reality for that situation was that I might actually have the same condition as my brother. I didn't know. So I had to schedule a stress test and go through the process of checking out myself and making sure whether or not I was okay or not. And to be 36 and have to face your mortality, your own mortality, at a younger age, it made me not want to take for granted what I've been given in my daily life. So from my family side to the opportunities I have in my community and also in work and also as an artist. So out of the fire of having to walk through that process, and thankfully I don't have the same condition, so gratefully for that. But I realized that I never really gave myself truly the opportunity to create works of art. It was always kind of somehow coupled with this has to make money, or this has to support the family, or this has to really, you know, basically align to those two things. And, you know, my journals ended up becoming these graveyards of ideas that I would have that I never translated to execution. So part of my process of becoming an artist and owning becoming an artist was actually then to schedule and execute and actually do some of those work that I have seen in my brain, but I have not taken the time to really follow through on. So I know that was the seed that was planted when my brother passed away, was that I don't actually understand and know how much time I have left. So my brother was just shy of 41 years. And I translated that to seconds. I don't even know how many that is. It's a lot, but I counted for leap years and all that thing, so you can take into consideration. But that, yeah, 1,286,000,000. So the seconds that we have are precious. We don't know how long we have here. And for my brother, that's him climbing. We were on a backpack trip up in the, just outside of Yellowstone. But it's make the most of the opportunities you have while also being taking care of the responsibilities you have as well. The next unlikely transition, or likely in some ways, was in April 2018. You know, my business partnership had reached an impasse with my two business partners, and they were going in one direction, and I was headed in another. And so, outnumbered, I've left, and it was the end of a fruitful 5-year partnership, but also humbling and painful to transition away from, you know, you pour your heart and soul into starting a business. So, in the process of that transition, it led me to through this whole path of trying to clarify who really I am, not just professionally, but also as Steve, as an individual. And I found myself now at a new studio working with a great team of technologists and having opportunities to really shape the future of that business and really contribute and build up others within the team, which I really love. But at the time, in April 2018, moving away from the studio that we had formed, I just had a lot of questions and didn't know. So the seed out of that fire really was there was clarity now to who I am and what I can actually bring or offering in a more professional sense to another team, which I really needed at that point in my career. And that was, yeah. So I feel like my story isn't too dissimilar than many of yours. It maybe just has been compressed in a couple of years, but there's tragedy, loss, unexpected happenings that have impacted or transformed us. While you may not have, you know, a loss of a brother and a loss of business and a daughter that went through chemo, the same thing is that the human condition is that we all go through life and there's loss in life. And our response to that loss is really what I wanted to talk about the artwork today. It's because it's our response to loss is what I think we're invited to really think about. It's our response could be complaining and being upset and grumbling, which I'm very well aware that I've done my fair share of that in these past years. Or there's another way. There's a way of gratitude, a way of giving thanks for an awareness of what you do have and living rooted in that. So my challenge to you is in the midst of facing whatever you're facing is you have a choice. It isn't just to be a victim. Even this morning, I was feeling so down. I'm not feeling good. My voice sounds terrible, and I was really seriously questioning if I could do this. And not choosing to live as a victim, but really choosing to be a warrior and go out there and give it what you got. And as an artist, I think there's a constant decision to have to do that. So out of all that, as a backdrop to what I wanted to present to today is this new artwork that I'm calling The Door, an Exit and an Entrance. So the final representation of that artwork will be in a book format. I'll get to this in a second, but this is just a dummy or a proof. I didn't actually have time to produce the work itself yet. But in the last year, I spent time actually capturing the imagery for it. So when my brother died suddenly, I was left with a sense of how broken and frail our lives were. And my experience of these past years was largely the decay of all things. Things fall apart, dying off, have become severed or being cut short. Is that we all bleed when we experience loss as a part of being human. And so we're very well in touch with how things are not as they should be. And I was challenged by the recent losses to think beyond what I see and believe that this is not the way it would always be. So this work, The Door, is dedicated to that thought of treating the grave as a doorway, as an exit and an entrance, depending on how you look at it. It's a series of triptychs, so triptychs meaning three images side by side. Three images are this most basic and simplest format of storytelling. If you have two images, it's just a comparison between the two. And that's one way to do it, but you can do three. And it's by showing a series in that manner, you're actually articulating narrative. So 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 each of these triptychs highlight the experience of humanity as we all have been crushed, cut, burned, and so on. And we'll get to those triptychs here in a second. But I found that, well, I'll get to that in a second. So a precursor to those triptychs, the format of which this work is done is that it's a doorway. So either the door is shut and it's an exit, so you're going through it out, excuse me, or it is open and you're entering through. And I can't read this right now, but it says the door. So this I want to present here is an aerial view of a graveside. And you're looking down into the grave, and there's a door closed, and there's light behind it, emerging from through it. It's a digital. I'm not thinking of the right word right now, but a conceptual photograph, digital altered photograph, illustration, digital illustration. There you go. And a brief snapshot. So an exit. Things break down. They're in a state of decay. They are becoming undone, not as they should be. We go from that to a series of those triptychs that I was speaking to earlier. In the series, we have, we start how things are bound together, right? So I used a bunch of different actual tactile representations of what that could mean, and then watch them actually break down. So here we have a section of rope that then is fraying and then it has come completely undone. So on this side of the door, as an exit, things are becoming undone and breaking down. This next series is a series of showing an apple decaying. So it starts with the full countenance of the apple on the left-hand side and then shriveling up, and then it's shriveled up and you can't really see it because it's small, but there's like a roach on there. It's like totally decayed. I did. It was about the idea. I don't like roaches. And then this next series is about our story and how we go through traumatic experiences and how we're burned by them. So I wrote a traumatic experience. It's on fire and it's being smoldering. So things are just another reinforcement of things not working out. And then this last series is starting with the full countenance of a stone and then the stone being crushed, and then one more level of that is being pulverized. So this whole progression of breakdown happening. Not to stay too depressed here. This is how you look at it, right? So then we transition the door to an entrance. So now it's the same aerial view, but it shows the bottom of the grave as a door that's been opened. And we see here the peace filled, things being restored, coming back together, not as it will be. So the trick here is actually the progression is reversed. So in the storytelling, the three images that are captured were reversed. So now we start with things having been fully pulled apart. They're actually coming back together. The sinews are coming back together to its full countenance of the rope. Just by reversing the order, it starts to tell a different story. Same here. So we start with the decay. It's being replenished and coming back to life and being restored to a full apple. And then how we take those traumatic moments, and not that we want to come back to the trauma, but it's more of how things are put back to where they were, should be. And then lastly, again, starting with that pulverized rock, having it come back together, and then it's remade into its fullness. So I just want to note that the triptychs begin to mean something completely different depending upon the order in which you begin to tell and narrate the story that you're visually storytelling, and how you know, with the progression of the images, it becomes from this despairing narrative to a hopeful message that comes just by the way in which you just reorder the images in on screen. And underneath all that, I think it's just the hopeful message of restoration and not disintegration, that there is hope for peace one day. So I wanted to take a moment and just say thank you all for listening. I realized that this work itself I captured with old Polaroid film that was expired, so you see all the tattered edges, and it was almost miraculous that it actually worked. But I captured them on this camera, which is my large format camera, which I wanted to just show you guys. Some of you have seen this already. I'll rotate this here. So the camera itself is an antique. It's from the 70s, but it's an old school. Sorry. In years for camera, pre-digital, this is ancient. Yeah. So as an artist, it's about learning your craft and honing it, but then also knowing your tools. And one tool that I like to use is a camera. So this old school camera, it can load the film and the film back, and then I would shoot it. So I shot those images on this back and then pulled it, and then I scanned them and put them together. And again, the finality of this piece, the final execution of it, which isn't fully done yet, is that we'll be in a book format. So it is the series of images coming together. So if you were to look at this closely, you could see it. It's what they call in the printing world is a do-si-do. So you can literally go through the book one way or the other way. And it's an accordion fold. So you have accordion. Oops. Yeah. Yeah, it's in a state of decay already. Shoot. So on this side, it's the door and exit. So then you would open it up. It would start with graveside, and then it would have the poem. Oops. And then you'd go through the series of triptych images that would start with the full rope thread, it coming apart, and then it being fully severed. And you'd go through the series of images. Or you'd flip the book over on the other side, and it's the door and entrance. It would be the graveside as the door opening. And then you go again into the series of images, but it starts with the things broken apart, coming together, and fully packed. So the book itself is the actual conceptual work that, depending on how you look at it, how you read this, how you'd open it and go through the series, is the actual work itself. So I'll be working on that at some point to actually produce the full thing. But I really appreciate your listening and considering what we have to offer. I do think that we have a choice in how we respond to tough things in our life, that I would challenge you to give thanks, don't complain, and give gratitude for the things that you've been given. Okay, cool. And yes, we can look at, you guys can come up and look at the camera and look at the work and talk to me if there's questions.
You've been listening to Healing the City podcast with Eric Siepen. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.